Intro to Toxicology. Preface. This course is designed for the provider to develop a basic understanding of toxicology. The body can be exposed to a variety of toxins through skin exposure, breathing in toxic substances, and ingesting things that are toxic to them. There are medications that lead to toxicity in excessive amounts, and many illicit drugs are actually toxic to the body. There are many environmental toxins people can be exposed to in the environment. Everyone is exposed to some extent to the adverse effects of things like ionizing radiation, workplace toxins, and toxic substances in the environment. At the end of this course, you will understand how and why these things can adversely affect the body. The focus of Chapter 1 in the course is to discuss the chemistry and toxicity of different inhaled hydrocarbons, including toluene and benzene, both of which are used as solvents in many industries. The inhalation of these substances is a public health crisis because they are found in commonplace items that young people inhale as part of huffing. Vinyl chloride is a gas used to make polyvinyl chloride in certain industries and is also toxic at high enough doses. Finally, phenol can be inhaled or ingested and has toxic properties when enough of it is taken in by humans. Chapter 2 in the course is about drugs that have known hepatotoxicity and nephrotoxicity. The most commonly used hepatotoxic drug is acetaminophen, which can lead to acute or chronic liver toxicity. There are, on the other hand, many nephrotoxic drugs. The basics of drugs that are nephrotoxic are covered in general, outlining the different drugs and medications that can adversely affect the kidneys. Specific drugs that have known nephrotoxicity include things like lithium, cisplatin, cyclosporine, aminoglycosides, amphotericin B, and NSAIDs. How these drugs are nephrotoxic as well as how toxicities are treated are a part of this chapter. The main topic of Chapter 3 is heavy metal toxicity. There are several heavy metals that are discussed, including lead toxicity and mercury toxicity, which are relatively common. Toxicity can also exist with arsenic, cadmium, and chromium to a lesser degree. Both children and adults can be exposed to these heavy metals with effects on different body areas. The main treatments for heavy metal toxicity of different types are chelation and avoidance of further exposure to the toxic substance. Chapter 4 in the course introduces the topic of neurotoxins, which can affect the central nervous system and the peripheral nervous system. The biochemistry of neurotoxins is covered, including the biochemistry of some things talked about in prior chapters as they apply to neurochemistry. Some known neurotoxins, such as shellfish toxins and tetrodotoxin, which comes from pufferfish, are discussed, as well as curare, which is a peripheral nervous system neurotoxin that acts on the neuromuscular junction. Chapter 5 looks into carcinogenesis and the mechanisms of carcinogenesis. There are many human carcinogens that are classified as being likely or probable carcinogens in the environment. The labeling of something as being carcinogenic depends on which organization is studying these environmental agents. The chapter also covers the different molecular mechanisms by which a given substance is carcinogenic. Tobacco is a common substance that contains many carcinogens within the smoke and tobacco product, so this is looked at as a model of something that leads to many different types of cancer in humans. The focus of Chapter 6 in the course is teratogenesis and teratogens, which are substances, exposures, and infections that can cause birth defects. These include many medications that, if used during certain points in pregnancy, can cause injury or death to the fetus. There are certain drugs that stand out, such as isotretinoin.